Sorry for being late. It's one of those days where I couldn't get anybody off the phone.
No worries. No worries at all. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Awesome. 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 I'm looking forward to Record Store Day this year. Are you?
Yeah, you know, all I gotta say, though, I look at the list, and I'm not quite as impressed as I have been in the past. You know, I'm a big collector myself. I mean, I'm a huge collector, as a matter of fact, and I didn't see very many things I actually wanted to buy, which I was kind of disappointed. You know, I mean, I may see them and decide to like it, but I don't know. It didn't excite me too much, other than, of course, the stuff we're putting out. No, I mean, part of the problem I think I have is that I've been collecting such a long time that I don't necessarily need to buy a newer version of something I already have the original for. So for me, it's not all that exciting because I've got a lot of, I've 10,000 albums. So there's not much that I wouldn't have already that somebody can reissue, which would be better than what I already have.
Yeah, I find myself in that same predicament too.
Yeah, exactly.
When you go out for Record Store Day, or just really to go out to buy any sort of album, is there like a specific genre you tend to go to? Like, is it soundtracks, or are you kind of eclectic and just go for anything you really like?
If I go for a soundtrack, honestly, I would probably look at the pop soundtracks because I'm a pop guy. So I wouldn't necessarily be looking for score. I mean, and there's certainly some I would probably look at, but it's really the pop soundtracks that I'm interested in.
Cool. Verez Serra Band this year they're putting out 5 albums for Record Store Day.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
You've got John Wick, you've got How to Train Your Dragon, you've got Moody Blues, The Easy Beats, and Dark Shadows TV series, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, as you can probably tell based on what I just told you, that the three of them are the ones that I worked on specifically, which is The Dark Shadows, The Moody Blues, and The Easy Beats.
Very cool. So the Dark Shadows of the TV series, I think I do have an original copy of that on vinyl. What was the reason of reissuing this album?
Okay, well, there are several reasons. One, I mean, we actually released the soundtrack on CD probably more than 10 years ago. I'm a big Dark Shadows fan to begin with, and we work very closely with Jim Pearson, who basically oversees all the Dan Kurz Productions shows, including, of course, Dark Shadows. And we knew that this is the 50th anniversary of Dark Shadows this year, and they're doing some big celebrations. And we thought, you know, this would be a good time to reissue the soundtrack on purple vinyl, mind you, and with the original poster, which is also included. So it's a pretty deluxe package. And they're doing conventions, of course, and they're doing a big thing, I think, at PBS later this year. And I believe the show itself may be available at some point on syndicated television again. So, but I don't know. I mean, that's nothing that I don't have details on that because I'm not involved in that directly. But the point being is that it's a good year to do it. And it hasn't been on vinyl probably since, I'd say, maybe the early 70s.
Yeah, I think that's when mine is. I think I found a used copy at Half Price Books at one point. I was like, I have definitely got to have that. But now that it's on purple vinyl.
Actually, the original that I bought in 1966.
Wow. Cool. That's great that it's on purple vinyl. It comes with the poster. I think that's going to get fans excited. It looks like there's 3,000 units available for it across the U.S., right?
Yes.
All right. How do you come up with the number to send out to people?
Well, actually, the number is really, at this point, based on what the stores themselves are going to be purchasing. So we don't necessarily have to guess anymore. It used to be where we would just guess what we think we're going to sell X number of units, and the stores would get allocated. However, now they actually survey the stores beforehand, so we know pretty much what they're going to buy. So based on what the stores are actually going to purchase is what we manufacture.
All right, cool. So I used to own a comp.
This is relatively new for this year. It's relatively new for this year. They just started that process within the last year or so in terms of actually, polling the stores and see what they actually want to buy.
That's awesome.
We don't really want the stores to be shorthanded. You know, we don't want to have to allocate, so that's why they're starting to do that.
I like it. I used to own a comic book store, so I remember placing orders with the vendor, like, 2 months in advance or more, so then they would know how many to kind of print. So it's a good way to do it. So let's talk about the Easy Beats, the Good Friday one. What's why release this one?
Well, I've actually been been working on that particular record for about 3 years, trying to acquire the rights to it. It's owned by the company in Australia, who originally owns the Easy Beats material, and they took a long time to try and put together this deal. I mean, it just, seriously, I've been working for 3 years to try to do this deal, and so we really wanted it out because it's a good record, and Easy Beats is a great group. I'm one of my favorite, I would say invasion groups, but certainly they're from Australia, so.
Right.
And this particular version of it is even better because, first of all, the artwork is cooler than the American version. It's got a couple different songs, and in some cases, the songs themselves are a little longer or different than the ones that are on the American album. And we thought, Friday My Mind is a great song. It still gets a ton of airplay. And Easy Beats, are longtime favorites of a lot of rock and roll people. So I decided to do it.
That's really cool. And why did it take so long to get up and running?
It's just, it's Australia, they do everything upside down. I don't know. you have to pursue these things. Some things take a long time to deal for. I mean, I've had other projects which took longer. I mean, you just have to be persistent, and until somebody says no, there's no reason not to keep going after it. So there's things I'm working on right now that I've been working on for 3 years that I can't say what they are because I don't have them, but the point being is that they take a long time. And when I put out the Family Way soundtrack, I think it was last year, that took 5 years to do the deal.
Wow.
So they just take time, and it's because I'm working on another thing right now that, again, I can't tell you that I've been working on for 3 years with the film studios that own a particular soundtrack I want. So it's crazy. It's crazy, especially if you know the information, and sometimes you know more than people who actually own it. You have to go on that basis and say, okay, look, I know you own it. I just have to go after you until you decide you do own it.
That's a good deal. I'm looking forward to that one. And the Moody Blues, that's a big deal. What is it, the Moody Blues number one?
Yeah, it's their very first album, before, Days of Future Past. And so that was another one that I've always wanted to put out. And I've been wanting to do that one myself for the last couple of years as well. We were able to, because now we know who owns it. Before, the ownership had changed on those masters. And so I was able to actually license it through Cherry Red Records in the UK, and they were great to work with. So we licensed it and got it out.
Now, with
I'm kind of sorry I didn't put it on a blue vinyl, but I guess that would have been almost too obvious.
That would have been fun, though. People would have liked that. Now, with this Moody Blues and the Easy Beats, is there anything different in these reissues that weren't on there before?
No, I mean, I don't seek to change anything. I put the albums out as exactly as they were. We take great pride in not putting a lot of anything on the cover, the jackets themselves, other than what we have to. So we try to keep it as true to the original as possible. I mean, I'm especially, again, me as a collector, I like to make sure that they're as close to the original as possible. The only thing we do is put it on better vinyl. We use 180-gram vinyl, and, we try and get the artwork to look as good as possible. The only thing I can tell you on the Moody Blues that I realized that we did do was there was some wrong information on the original jacket, which we did fix, because there was some, for example, we found incorrect songwriters, and there was a couple song titles who were not quite right either. So we fixed that. We made sure that information is correct.
Oh.
And sometimes we'll look at notes and we'll say, the notes are incorrect or the wrong punctuation or whatever. We just try to improve it a bit, but without actually making subtle changes that make it better. I wasn't going to put out an album with wrong information, wrong titles and songwriters. That made no sense.
Right.
They didn't have a lot of product control in those days, so they just put them out and nobody cared.
Well, that's cool. What's the other one? We got John Wick, like one of the coolest action movies to come out in the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I remember seeing that with Keanu Reeves at Fantastic Fest in Austin. I got to interview them, and I loved the soundtrack and that song by Marilyn Manson, "Killing Strangers."
Oh yeah, especially why we exactly. We added it to the soundtrack, sort of special thing, because we thought that would really enhance it, and fans would love that. So that's one reason why we did it that way. And it's a great score, and the movie obviously was well received, and we thought it'd be very good. We certainly seem to have gotten a lot of response on it.
Now, is there like a long process in what movie soundtracks you do pick up, or?
In general, you mean?
Yes, in general.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's all. It's each one is different. I mean, it depends on who controls it. You know, there's all kinds of possibilities, but either you could license it from the studio or maybe from the composer or producers of the film. I mean, every deal is really different and how they're available. And you know, there's no one set way. I mean, it's really the case of licensing in general. You just have to seek out who actually owns the master rights and go from there.
And I guess it's harder to do it with actual songs rather than like a score, right?
Well, song albums, well, actually soundtracks in general, especially older soundtracks, and of course John Wick was a new soundtrack, but older soundtracks are always an issue because of licensing rights, especially if it's got songs on it, pop songs from other record labels. There are deals in place when the original label put out the soundtrack that may not apply to a third party licensing it now, and those are always the issues they take forever to clear.
Okay. And is there anything really cool or special with the John Wick album that's coming out?
No, and I mean, it starts 180-gram vinyl. Of course, we added the Marilyn Manson track to it.
That's cool. And it looks like it might be, is it like a grayish, white, black type of album or like vinyl?
You know, that's a very good question. Actually, let me go take a look at it. I haven't looked at it in a while. Actually, you're right. It's gunmetal vinyl.
Gunmetal vinyl. All right.
Yeah, it's the color is gunmetal vinyl.
Okay. That's cool because that's definitely part of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, sure, of course.
And then I guess the fifth one that y'all are putting out this weekend is a fan favorite. Everybody's been looking forward to it. Is How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes. Let me get a copy of that. Just have it in front of me. Hold on a sec. Much easier when I'm looking at it. Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is on what they call Dragon Eye Green Vinyl.
It definitely looks really cool. And it looks like it's got like some cool artwork and some images and like a booklet inside?
Yes, I believe so.
That's pretty cool. Why just release this now?
It's just a case of, this is a very popular soundtrack. To find some really good titles for Record Store Day, and we thought this would be a really good one, and obviously we've gotten some great response to this as well, which is why we decided to do it.
That's very cool. And I guess I expect most of these to sell out that first day because they're pretty amazing. And are y'all already planning stuff for the second part of Record Store Day, which is Black Friday in November?
Well, we are. We don't have anything set in stone yet, but we're definitely looking at some titles.
Okay. I was noticing on your site, for our listeners who are not sure what it is, but it seems like you have something called a visual soundtrack on your website. Can you explain what that is?
Actually, to be honest with you, I haven't really been directly involved in that, and so for me to explain it to you would be kind of difficult since, Jeff Sabrin, actually, our head of sales, probably would be better explain that than me, because while I do A&R, I'm not necessarily involved in every aspect of everything we do, so consequently it's not something that I'm as familiar with. I mean, I know about it, of course, but Jeff can give you more details of exactly what it does.
All right. It looks like you have a few things coming soon, like Pee-wee's Big Holiday that was just on Netflix.
Yes, we're working on that right now. I can't give an exact date, but we're working on it, and hopefully it'll be out relatively soon.
Cool. Does that mean, like, with this, do you have the rights to the previous Pee-wee project?
No, this is completely separate.
Completely
separate, yeah.
Okay, because I would love to have Pee-wee's Big Adventure on vinyl. I've never found it before. Are you working on the Eric Carmen or the Doris Day album?
Yes, those are mine. The Eric Carmen CD just came out. Well, I've got it's not out yet, but I've got my copies here. And the Doris Day, that's just came out as well.
Awesome. Is there anything else that that's coming out that you can announce right now, or that nobody knows about, or?
Well, probably, but I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, there are things that are still in different stages, so it'd be a little early to mention some of these things. So, right now I probably shouldn't, only because they're not quite set in stone yet.
Not quite set in stone. All right, no problem. I guess are you going to get out early and do your record shopping like everybody else for Record Store Day?
No, actually, I never do it that way. I usually go out in the afternoon because I'm not going to. There's no reason to despite the crowds, and I'm not that desperate for anything, so I figured I would just get what I get, and if it's there, great.
It's there. Well, that sounds great, man. I really appreciate you taking the time again to talk to me.